B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub headlines.
As we sit here today, the Celtics are now tied for first place in the Eastern Conference.
Step back, right
there. Three is good. Score to the foul.
Count that and one more. I mean, you can't get three. How about getting four? Russell, how about this? Quack.
That is only can be. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Tatum scored 34. Celtics ran over the previously red-hot Minnesota Timberwolves 134-112 at TD Garden. Celtics are 47-28 now with 7 games left. They play the second night of a back-to-back in Toronto tonight. Grandy and Max have the pregame at 7 and the tip-off at 7:30 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Al Horford and Robert Williams both expected to miss this game. Horford missed last night due to personal reasons, and Williams suffered a knee sprain. At the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, North Carolina beat St. Peter's 69-49. Top-seeded Kansas also won. They beat Miami 76-50. So North Carolina will play Duke in the Final Four, while Kansas gets Villanova. Red Sox lost an exhibition game to Minnesota 6-3 in Fort Myers. Jaren Duran scored from second base on a sac fly in this game and was then one of 13 players cut from the Major League roster afterwards. And the NFL owners' meetings underway in Palm Beach, Florida. The annual AFC coaches' breakfast begins at 7:30. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Boston Prolotherapy. Do what Ted Johnson and thousands of others have done and eliminate your joint pain without surgery at bostonprolotherapy.com. I'm John Wallach at Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 7:30.
Make your smart speaker sports smart.
Of course you're saying goblins. It could be nothing else.
Listen to the Sports Hub anywhere on Alexa or your Google smart speaker. Toucher and Rich.
I just want you to go, and like, oh yeah.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Slowed songs from the 2000s that slap, part one.
I get the tingles in a silly place.
Oh, what wonderfulness did the gods create for us last night?
Well, this weekend did slap, Fred.
It did. I mean, the whole thing slapped from the minute that Mr. Slate rang the bell on Friday to when I get up this morning and get back into the grind. It did indeed slap. But the Oscars last night. Now, I was unaware that the Oscars was even on, which is funny because it was in the paper and everything. I just didn't think of it last night. So I, like a fool, went to sleep, but then when I got up this morning, I was greeted to just the greatest thing I've ever seen on television. A man descending into madness.
Yeah, and it truly was watching somebody break down live on TV. And if you just watched a little segment of it, then you didn't get the full story from what happened last night. So there were three female hosts are up there, Amy Schumer and Wanda Sykes, and I forget what the name of the not Tiffany Haddish, I forget, but they were up there doing all their stuff. And at one point they even made a joke about Will Smith and saying, hey Will, you know, they were taking all these like single men up on stage that they wanted to hang out with, and they're like frisking them and stuff, which, by the way, me too, kind of in the opposite, nice job. And then, so they were like putting their hands all over.
Wanda Sykes loves dudes.
Well, it wasn't Wanda Sykes doing it.
No kidding.
So, and at one point, they made a joke like, oh, you know, Will, you know, I know you're married, but apparently Jada thinks it's okay if you end up coming up here and being a part of this. And so there's, and they both kind of laughed at that. So, it was time for Chris Rock to go up on stage. Now, Jada Pinkett does, she is bald right now. I guess she's said in the past that she's had alopecia and she's, you know, her hair's bald. So, here's Chris Rock, and here's how things went down. What you're going to hear is Chris Rock make a joke, and then Will Smith walk up on stage and essentially do a bitch slap. At first, it looked like a punch, but it's an open-handed slap.
It's an open-handed slap to the ear, yeah.
Yeah. But it's pretty hard.
But which is what, by the way, rendered John Stossel deaf. Do you remember when, I think it was that wrestler, he did the thing, the 2020 thing, about wrestling being fake, and he goes, you think wrestling's fake? How about this? It's an open-hand slap. And this wrestler hit him.
Yeah.
Say what you will, but when an old man hits an old man with an open-hand slap, you could do some damage.
Yeah. So he goes up on stage. He does a hard slap on Chris Rock. Now, what you're going to hear is an unedited version that aired, I think, in Australia. Because here in America, after the slap, Chris Rock says something, and all of a sudden the audio drops out. And it drops out for almost a full minute. And it kind of freeze-framed on Chris Rock for a second. And then it shows Will Smith yelling something from his chair back up at the stage. And then Chris Rock tries to talk and is completely out of it. So let's take a listen. This is the unedited version that aired in Australia.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep Mike's name out your mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I'm going to, okay? I can, oh, okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay. Okay. So we are here to give a documentary out. To give an Oscar out.
Okay, so, I mean, you can tell he's, like, fumbling around. Another thing about this, too, is that when he first tells the joke, they show Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, and Will Smith is laughing. Like, he's, like, laughing out loud at it, and he's smiling and laughing at the joke. And then you see Jada Pinkett kind of slink back, like, I didn't really find that funny. And it almost seems like Will Smith saw that Jada Pinkett was pissed that he was laughing at it and completely overcompensated and said, oh yeah, honey, that wasn't funny. And he goes up.
All of a sudden his manhood is at stake?
Yeah, and all of a sudden he goes up there and then he yells that. And then Chris Rock, for the rest of it, is like not only mumbling and bumbling, but then, you know, he kind of slinks into the background. It was very, very odd. So after that, they go to commercial. There is a video now that during the commercial, Denzel Washington and Tyler Perry go up and, like, comfort Will Smith.
Yeah, the insane leading the insane.
Yeah, so once, and no one is, like, no security is saying to Will Smith, dude, you just went and hit somebody. You went on stage and assaulted somebody.
No, but he's a movie star. He's about to win Best Actor. I mean, he can do whatever he wants. He went up on stage. I can't tell you how crazy this is. And he assaulted the guy. Like, Chris Rock could press charges and Will Smith would be arrested. Like, he assaulted him.
By the way, Chris Rock, you could tell, wanted to say something else when he said
he
mouth. He goes, boy, I could. And he goes, ugh.
Yeah.
should I press my luck?
Like,
I also think there's a part of Chris Rock that wanted to go. Like, I think he was shocked. And then when he starts saying that, there's that rage.
Yeah.
Like he wants to just, I mean, what if he ran and just went and, like, jumped off the stage, like, feet first.
Yeah.
And just, like, kicked him in the face. I mean, a lot could have happened. I mean, the idea that they let him get away with that is fantastic.
So, okay, Fred, after that was done, once again, that was unbelievable. But then you realize, oh, boy, they haven't given out the award for Best Actor yet. And from what I had heard, Will Ferrell was, like, the odds, Vegas odds-on favorite to win it. And
you're Will Ferrell?
Not Will Ferrell. Will Smith, rather, yeah. I said,
same thing.
He's got to win this now. And sure enough, they call his name, and he gets on stage. And he went on for almost 6 minutes. I edited it down to about three. All right? Here's 3 minutes of him on stage. And what you saw when he got on stage was, in real time, watching someone have a nervous breakdown. Fred, you can stop it whenever you want. Dan's got it. So go ahead, Dan.
Richard Williams was a fierce defender of his family.
Yeah! Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The crowd's like, what?
Yeah. By the way,
I wonder if that crowd was the Williams family who was like, don't you compare what you did to this guy.
Lead with that?
Right. Because the big G.I. Jane joke, that's when they get involved, not when she's banging 18 rappers. But the... Chris Rock had so many. I bet you when you see him this week, he'll go, here's all the jokes I could have said.
He's going to be in Boston this week. I'm going on Thursday.
I bet you he goes, here's all the jokes I could have said.
Oh, sure.
And just, or maybe he is the bigger man, but I wish he would go after him. But
He'll go crazy. He'll go crazy now.
He declines, by the way, Variety Magazine, he has declined to file assault charges.
Of course he would.
Right. But I was unaware that you had to acquiesce to the charge being filed.
Well, there's talk now about, Will Smith ended up, breaking the code of conduct, and there's talk, it's never going to happen, there's talk about taking his Oscar away.
But by the way, because if the cops come to your house... And say, there was an assault in the house. You can't just go, I don't want to press charges.
Yeah, right.
So I'm curious to why Chris Rock would have to acquiesce to charges being filed.
Okay, so listen to...
Right? Why is he allowed to just walk around after that? What's going on?
Well, I mean...
Why has he not been arrested?
Well, there's a lot of comedians right now who are pissed. Because they're all like, dude, you just opened up the door for people to come up and attack
Ricky
us.
Ricky Gervais, for example, during the Golden Globes.
At a comedy club, John. You don't like anything.
Yeah.
I mean, if you feel like a joke has slighted or offended you in any way, you're just going to get up on stage and hit the comic now.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. And so I saw a bunch of them tweeting last night. Even Jim Norton was, he's usually fairly, funny and stays in character. Even he was pissed last night.
No, they're all pissed. I mean, my whole timeline, it was a bunch of comedians I don't follow. Chris DiStefano, but I mean, the whole, everyone.
All right. So, Fred, let's take a break. When we come back, we will play, when Will Smith got on stage and did his best actor speech, it's a man melting down.
It's fantastic. But by the way, you can hear the audience, some people in support.
No, those people.
I'm very glad that Chris Rock is a black guy, because people are panicking for Will Smith and trying to turn this in some way into a racial thing.
How?
John, you've seen it. Rich, you've seen it.
I know, but it was so loose. I can't figure out any kind of rational way to do that.
For some reason, if you're a black man, you defend your family in a certain way. That's the way it's being put by Will Smith defenders. I mean, that is the way it's being put by Will Smith defenders, as a matter of fact. Exactly. And it's how he kind of did it there. With, the Williams dad, the Venus and... I don't know.
Well, I
don't know how he's still walking around this morning. He hit a guy in the face on TV.
In front of billions of people.
I bet in front of 100,000 people last night. And then by now...
That's a good
by
point.
Now, by now, a billion people have seen it. I mean, it is amazing that you can... That you can do that.
This isn't the Oscars from 20 years ago. That's my mistake.
He's a movie star, so he gets to. So there's no rules.
As I said, I think that the producers were also like, "We're not removing this guy. He might win Best Actor."
But it's not up to
that moment.
There should have been. Imagine if the LAPD came in and arrested
him. It would have been nuts. All right. Well, let's take a break. We come back. If you didn't hear Will Smith's speech, it's insanity. It's insanity.
Yes, it is a man breaking down. We will have that for you in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher and Rich. And whatever this is.
This son of Dan and Rick Flair, they're nepotism.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jada,
I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your no!
I'm going to, okay? I could, oh, okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay. Okay. So we are here to give a documentary out, to give an Oscar out.
Son just asked if I was okay. That was fantastic. That was at the Oscars last night. Will Smith, deranged Will Smith, going up and hitting Chris Rock, a fellow African American, by the way. So you can take that whole thing out of it. And hitting him in the face because his wife has alopecia. And he looked at his wife, and his wife rolled her eyes. And then Will Smith thought, how do real people act? And he is so far removed from reality that, I mean, that's exactly what it was. It was like, he's been so publicly humiliated by his own hand and his own words.
I know.
That he was like, what would a real man do?
Yeah, well, I mean, you saw that he was laughing at the joke first and then saw that Jada wasn't funny and he had to overcompensate. He was like, oh, right. Yeah, of course.
So he thought in his head, because he's been so far removed from reality,
yeah.
He thought, what would regular people do here? And, of course, it's to walk up on stage and hit Chris Rock in one of the great moments in television history.
So you just heard that right there. And then about 30 to 40 minutes after that, they announced that. And this is after, once again, they go to commercial and there's like video now of it looks like Tyler Perry and Denzel Washington going and talking to him. Will Smith is like crying and wiping tears from his eyes.
Just
on
like
top
a
of
normal
that,
guy.
Yeah, you've got the producer of the Oscars goes over and talks to him too.
They're publicists.
It's a publicist. Okay,
the publicist in every break was going down and talking to them, obviously strategizing about how to handle it when, because they obviously knew he was going to win Best Actor. Beforehand, so they were, or the Academy probably told the publicist, listen, you know, your guy's gonna have to be up there in a half an hour. So the strategizing was going on apparently during every break. The publicist was going over and talking to the couple.
So then it was time for Will Smith to win Best Actor, and this is when you saw a man have a nervous breakdown in real time on television. Dan, let it roll.
Richard Williams was a fierce defender of his family. In this time in my life, in this moment, I am overwhelmed by what God is calling on me to do and be in this world.
All right, stop. That's a guy talking to the radio. That's a guy whose dog down the street's telling him to kill. I mean, this is a lunatic. A lunatic. The words of a lunatic. The narcissism has gotten to such a degree that he... this is a guy, you know, buying Nikes to get on the next spaceship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
This is a guy, I mean, don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
This is a man. To sit there, God is really putting you through it. You had to sit there and listen to a joke about your wife's bald head. Oh, boy, the trials and tribulations. And everyone in the Ukraine's like, yeah, he's got a point. I mean, God is really putting it to him, is sticking it to him right now. Oh, the narcissism. All right, continue, please.
Making this film, I got to protect Ingenue Ellis, who was one of the strongest, most delicate people I've ever met. I got to protect Sanaya and Demi, the two actresses that played Venus and Serena.
He's talking about protecting the actresses on the set? What is he talking? In his mind,
their actual father is what this sounds like.
No, he's scrambling to tie this all up in an artistic bow.
He is, but if you're those actresses...
It doesn't make any sense. Well, no. If you're those actresses, you're never going to beat anything again. I mean, who's going to hire them? They were willing to learn tennis. The movie was not good.
Well, the one who played his wife, she's a woman, and she's talking about her. I had to protect her. Like, if you're like a grown ass woman, you're like, I don't need anybody to protect me. What are you talking about?
But this is the publicist's attempt to wrap this again in an artistic bow. I mean, everything's going to be about protecting family. Everything's going to be like how, you know, wonderful he is because, you know, as a man, he had to step up. And in his mind, because his mind is saying like, all right, well, like, you know, you're crazy. You've finally done it. Now you're truly insane. But there is still that part of him that is, you know, like you did the right thing, like even though he knows he didn't do the right thing. All right, we continue.
Sanaya and Demi, the two actresses that played Venus and Serena. I'm being called on in my life to love people and to protect people and to be a river to my people.
Water sports.
Now, know to do what we do, you got to be able to take abuse. You got to be able to have.
Stop it. By the way, big role. You played a dad of two chicks that are good at tennis. What? Like, this isn't, Philadelphia. I mean, this isn't. What's right. The movie?
It's not someone like dying of like a disease or something in a movie.
This isn't like where I had to, you know, I was with, you know, dying AIDS patients for 6 months. This isn't Apocalypse Now.
It's not Saving Private Ryan, right?
No, this isn't Apocalypse Now, where you were in a jungle like doing acid for 6 months. You were in an hour and a half long sitcom.
By the way, I am hearing, Fred, that the reason that, because during his speech, as if things couldn't get weirder, it would all of a sudden, the Oscars logo went up for about like 10 to 15 seconds at a time, and then it went off and then back on again. And I'm hearing it's because, unfortunately, when they would flash the camera over to the Williams sisters, that there was a wardrobe malfunction that was televised.
Huh.
Oh, boy.
So, okay. I mean, it couldn't have been more of a mess last night. This whole thing couldn't have been more of a mess.
Oh, boy. That is...
Because during his speech, it would, all of a sudden the Oscars thing came up, and you're like, what? Uh-oh, what's going on now?
Was
like,
it a booby?
That's what we're hearing, yes.
There was which one of them?
I don't know. You know what? Actually, I saw the story.
The real, like, Serena in Venus?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, what a gutsy role by Will Smith, having to protect those...
He's protecting people in his life. He's being called on to protect people in his life.
I mean, it really is an unimaginable toll and toil that he has. You know what? Why not? Why don't you retire? It's so hard on you. The abuse. Stop it. The abuse. What a life you've had. So full of abuse. While you're winning the Oscar, which could have been like the greatest night of your career, and you ruined it because you're a lunatic.
Well, that's the thing, is that anyone who's saying that this was all a setup, I'm like, yes. Instead of like everyone talking about how you won Best Actor, you wanted to, you know, be known as the guy who yelled the F-bomb twice on live television, assaulted a guy, and now everyone hates you.
The apology tour that this is going to take, Rich, before he can do another movie. I mean, for the rest of his life, this gets brought up. And this isn't one of those things that your publicist can say, don't bring up the Oscar slap. like for the rest of his life, this is all anyone cares about. I'm telling you, he's going to check himself into an institution, of some sort of institution. He'll either claim that he was on drugs, or he'll claim that like he's had a nervous breakdown, which he did.
Which he did. He did. He did on stage. All right, let's listen to this role.
You got to be able to take abuse. You got to be able to have people talk crazy about you. In this business, you got to be able to have people disrespecting you. And you got to smile and you got to pretend like that's okay.
Meanwhile, he's holding an Oscar for Best Actor.
5-15-75.
Meanwhile, this a-hole is at some event that is just is just to celebrate him. And just to celebrate him. And there's more. What an a-hole. You know, how many actors would trade a wife joke for the Best Actor Oscar? I mean, how many people that are like, you know, waiting in casting lines to see if they can do 10 seconds in an Arby's commercial are going like, you know, take a couple shots at me from the stage and then give me the Best Actor Oscar. Yeah, that's a trade I'm willing to make.
That's why I'm still kissing you in the mouth.
Yeah, that's right.
He has got Ray Lewis level here.
I mean, the narcissism, it's just like the universe folding in on itself. It's like the crazy is just, it's all coming to fruition. And by the way, I bet you that half the famous people out there, like the famous actors, are like, you know, he's got a lot of good points there. Because they're so delusional. They're so pampered and delusional and just not of this world. The world, this is what you've created. This is what you've created. This monster of ego. All right, continue.
And you got to smile and you got to pretend like that's okay. But Richard Williams, and what I loved, thank you, D. Denzel.
Denzel, huh?
Yeah, it's Denzel Washington.
Yeah. Well, F him, too. Big deal. You pretend to be other people for a living. He should go screw, too. Oh, we love you. No, not at all. You know, guess what? You don't get to do that. Even though you're really famous, you don't get to do that.
Well, apparently you do.
Well, Denzel, because, you know, when he was on scene elsewhere, you know, I imagine the difference between Denzel Washington 1979 to now. His brain is fried, too. Two lunatics sitting there acting like everything's okay because a guy made a crack about your wife's hair. The intolerable abuse that you have to withstand. Meanwhile, you're at a black tie party on international television for them to honor you. and then for the incredibly stressful role of tennis player's dad. I mean, this guy sucks. I've hated him for a long. I mean, I hate him. I hate him. And I hate the world that has created him. I mean, they got to cancel the Oscars. They can't have them anymore.
Oh, no.
They can't give nice things. Well, this should be the last one. I mean, you always walk off with the Grand Slam. But I mean, they look at what they've created.
I know.
Look at what they've... I mean, this guy's not a human being anymore. He's not on the same planet as us. And then Denzel Washington, we love you. And then he's like, Denzel... And I guarantee, I don't even remember the part of the thing. But like,
here it is.
You know, Denzel's got my back.
Yeah, let's let it roll. So Denzel says something, and here we go.
Richard Williams. And what I loved... Thank you, D. Denzel said to me a few minutes ago, he said, at your highest moment, be careful. That's when the devil comes for you.
Who's applauding that? Who's applauding? He just assaulted a comic on stage. Who's applauding? Chris Rock is the devil? Chris Rock is the devil. Chris Rock is the devil because he had the nerve to make a lame joke about a famous person's hair. He's the devil now. So what, because his movies weren't as successful as yours? That's what it is that Chris Rock is not as famous as Will Smith. So therefore, he's the hired help. He's the hired help.
They just need to have The Rock host every award show now. That way no one will go upstairs. No one will go on stage and mess with them.
But do you notice now that the comedians are like the hired help? That, you know, like, you're in the way of the real, like, you know, the real celebrities. We can hit you. Like, that, like, can you imagine what Will Smith's like to his staff? Like, the people that work for him? I mean, the idea that you can just, like, anyone that is not as famous as you, but Denzel's as famous as him. So the two of them, they go slam each other after the show. With it, and just look in each other's eyes and say how famous each other to each other. Ugh. All right, continue.
Be careful. That's when the devil comes for you. It's like, I want to be a vessel for love. I want to apologize to the Academy. I want to apologize to all my fellow nominees.
Chris Rock?
Well, he's the devil.
Chris
Rich.
Rock?
You don't apologize to the devil. Can we stop it for a second?
Okay, sure.
By the way, his whole speech is about hitting Chris Rock. His whole acceptance speech is about hitting Chris Rock. What a moron. Oh, my God. He wins the best actor. You know how many times he probably rehearsed the speech in his mind and, like, you know, this was going to be this glorious moment, and he just ruined it. Just ruined it. His whole speech was justifying hitting Chris Rock and calling him the devil, and not one person is on his side. Outside of that room, because they don't know what to applaud.
Well, even the room you heard at the beginning, it was like, whoa, boy.
Yeah, but I also heard people applauding, which is...
Well, no, they're applauding Denzel Washington. They weren't applauding him.
Oh, okay. I thought that it was a little... I mean, people were, like, laughing when he went up there and hit him, and they were continuing to laugh when he was yelling that
stuff. No. When he yelled the stuff, everyone was, like, eerily quiet.
Yeah, there were some people that were... I don't know. It was so great.
All right, we got just a couple more seconds. Let's let it roll.
I look like the crazy father, just like they said. I look like crazy father, just like they said about Richard Williams. But love will make you do crazy things.
Isn't that a line that's used in movies about, like, stalker couples?
Yeah,
love will make you do crazy things. Yeah,
it was the original title to Every Breath You Take.
Love will make you do crazy things.
Right, isn't that one of those lines that you just hear used whenever there's any kind of abusive relationship?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, those are words of a madman. Okay, so
Hardy is saying, and I see what he's saying. He says the devil is the one who made him hit Chris Rock. Like, the devil made me do it, and I understand that, but it can be interpreted a couple ways. And I tend to think of, I could see it interpreted that way, but I also could see it interpreted as the devil is personified by Chris Rock. And if you contextualize the whole speech was justifying hitting Chris Rock because people made fun of him and in his terms, abuse. So I'm thinking that the devil was in the form of Chris Rock.
Oh, sure.
Encapsulated in Chris Rock.
Well, I mean, obviously, it just the whole night got weird and the whole thing was strange. But, I mean, there is one thing that kind of is being unspoken right now, and that is, you know, whatever you think about the joke or anything else there, I mean, Chris Rock was basically assaulted for doing his job, what he was asked to do, and no one there was there to protect him.
No.
I mean, like they hired him to do what he did.
Because in an event like that, they defer to who is the most famous. Yeah. It's like, because Will Smith and Denzel Washington were the two most famous people there. They could pretty much just whip it out. There is nothing they could have done. Short of hitting a woman, is there anything that could have gotten Will Smith kicked out of that awards last night?
I mean,
short of hitting a woman, is there any, I mean, say he went up on stage and took his penis out. Would they have kicked him out?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that it defers to...
Close that hand, he would have gotten taken out.
Nope. I think that...
If he punched Chris Rock in the face, he would have stayed. I think the slappers would have saved him.
I don't think it matters at all, John. I don't think that there was anything where they bartered it down to it was a slap. I think in that scenario, whoever's the most famous wins. And so they were like, oh, yeah, you can hit Chris Rock. He's the hired help. You know, of course, do whatever you want to him. You're famous. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. What a glorious evening of television that was. We'll be back. Here are the headlines.
Uh-oh, Richard.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now,
that's hard on the ears.
More Tusher and Rich.
Ooh, that gets your back hair going.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oof, I don't care for that at all.
We are Tusher and Rich. We've been discussing, as everyone in the world will be, the greatest moment in television history last night is when Will Smith completely lost his mind and hit Chris Rock and then talked about what a wonderful family man he was. Here is a great tweet that we received, Rich. Mm-hmm. Love you guys, but why men's mental health will never be taken seriously because there will always be people who will mock it and joke about it. You of all people, Fred Tutcher, should know at Fred Tutcher. Why should I know? I never assaulted anyone. Be better, man. First of all, like, why should I know about it? That's weird. But second of all, yes, you should be able to do whatever you want. Everyone who hits someone we should all be in grave concern for them. Like, Will Smith deserves to be mocked. If anyone deserves to be mocked, for his own sanity, he should be mocked. And he should listen to everyone mocking him. And he should take to heart what everyone has said to him, is saying about him, because his narcissism has turned him into a mental patient who's obviously exceptionally violent. I love that. Like he is of, like, it wasn't like he wasn't just like crying for no reason. And then you go like, wow, he's having a breakdown. He assaulted another guy. He assaulted a presenter at an award show. So he should be able to do that. Why? Because he's having a nervous breakdown. Like, so someone comes up to your mom and hits her in the face and then goes, sorry, guys, I've been nervous. Like, I mean, you don't get to do that.
Did you see the front page of the New York Post today? It's got, of course, the picture of the hit, and it says, best smacked her. Will Smith loses over Jada joke, slaps Chris Rock. There you go.
Yes, indeed.
Not bad. Not bad. And as I said, there were, like, you know, worse jokes that were made by the female co-hosts earlier on. And another
thing, can't hit them.
Well, the other thing, too, is that Will Smith was laughing. Like, he was laughing at the joke. And then, as I said, he saw his wife looking like she didn't enjoy it and completely overcompensated at that point, and then went up there and said, I'm going to show you how it's done.
Well, he thought, what would a guy do?
Right. What would a normal guy do?
And then his brain went to nowhere. He's like, what would a guy do? Well, I recall there's a song that says I should hit him. I just like that, like, you guys got to be better. Uh-huh. It would be one thing if Will Smith was just, like, crying.
Yeah, that's different.
And made that speech, I'd still make fun of him. But at least you'd have a point. A little bit of a point. But you can't go and hit someone and then go, sorry, guys, mental health.
Right.
Like, you're like, not allowed to do that.
Right.
Like, if you took, like, the murderers, say, Rich, mm-hmm. I'm guessing they're not all, like, you know, operated at 100% mental health.
Sure.
You know, because they're capable of murder. So, like, what are you, like, going to give them all a break?
By the way, Chris Rock, obviously, is handling this very well. Like, he's not pressing any charges. He seems to be okay. Matter of fact, the only
quote... I wish he would have.
Well, I mean, it would have been pretty funny. But the only quote that I've even heard from him after this was all done was apparently backstage he was overheard saying, I just took a punch from Ali and didn't get a scratch. And, you know, referencing the role that he played as Muhammad Ali. But after that, he's, like, disappeared. Like, he hasn't said a thing, which is fantastic because he's going to be in New England this week doing a slew of comedy shows. I'm going to one of them. So, I mean, you got to think that he's going to do at least 10, 15 minutes on this.
I would hope.
I want him to tell all the jokes that he was going to tell there when he said, keep my wife's name out of your mouth.
Worst thing you can do is back off about something like that.
Because this. Chris Rock just goes, yeah, whoa. Like, oh boy. I could have really unloaded there. Because, like, decades of him dealing with hecklers, decades just came flowing back. And he's probably seeing red, too, because he just got hit.
Or how about Will Smith, like, pretending that he's, like at a Southern Family reunion or something? Like, keep your my wife's name out of your mouth. Like, dude, you were going to MIT. You were famous at 15. Enough with keep my wife's name out of your mouth. Like, again, you're pretending, acting. You're acting like you think you should act. Which is completely insane. It's nuts. he's absolutely insane.
Anthony Hopkins, you didn't see this. Anthony Hopkins, and by the way, there was a lot of, it was nice to see some of the older actors, but some of them just were completely out of it. And I feel bad because Anthony Hopkins, I mean, you want to talk about he's already old. He was really, really old last night. And he walked out and the first thing he said was, what can I say that Will Smith hasn't already said? And just kind of looked at the crowd and he goes, all right, here we go. And just like gave out his warrant.
Why do I have to sit here? Like, we're going to go on with this sham. We're going to go on celebrating what has created this monster.
Well, what was great, too, is that, you know, the Oscars, it's a shame that this happened because it took away the attention that they celebrated the 30th anniversary of White Men Can't Jump by bringing out the reunion of the cast.
Wesley Snipes is very thin.
Whoa, extremely. And I'm like, whoa, they're celebrating the anniversary? I mean, what, was Joe Somebody's cast not ready to go?
That's a second. looping back around from earlier in the show.
And then they had, like, now the 13th anniversary of the movie Juno, and here's the guy, like, Juno, like, who cares about Juno? And I'm like, all right, let's bring them all out.
Where have they been? But 13 years is a really long time.
And they're like, oh, when we read this script, I'm like, nobody remembers that script. What are you doing?
Well, I think it probably won the Oscar.
There was one fantastic moment where the internet trolls won. Actually, two moments. There were two fan votes. One was for most cheer-worthy movie moment of all time. And what won was some scene from Zack Snyder's Justice League where the Flash runs into some super speed universe. And obviously that was a bunch of people who got together and said, let's vote on this awful scene from a movie that didn't even make the first cut, I think, when it was released. And then when it was like the best movie of the year, they made the number two movie, that awful Cinderella remake that had your friend James Corden as the mouse in it. They made that number two, and number one was a Zack Snyder movie, the Day of the Dead or whatever it was. So obviously a bunch of Zack Snyder fans stuffed the ballot. So unfortunately, it was very awful in the first place, and then this happened, and it made it great.
Yes, I mean, it was, and then today, it is only 4:54 in the morning in L.A., but I got to know what his day is like today. I mean, talk about a hangover. Woo-wee. I mean, he's got to go to like a mental institution, right? Mm-hmm. He's got to, correct?
Yes. Well, you assault someone and then you burst into tears at half an hour later. No. I'm thinking that's probably your first phone call.
No, your first phone call is to Oprah. You're going on Oprah, and you're going to sit down.
But she doesn't have a show anymore.
She's got Super Soul Sunday.
That's right. You got to sit in a wicker chair in the backyard.
Jim Gray was. He's going to do a sit-down, and it's going to be this Sunday night on Oprah. It's going to be a special. ABC will run it, and he's going to be sitting down, and Jada will be with him. He'll have his hand on Jada's hand, and they'll talk about it.
But they've already done this. They've already been on Oprah talking about how she gets to bang other guys.
This is different. This is him, like, what's going on with all of this, and they're going to ask Chris Rock to be a part of it, and he's going to say no. And it's going to be great.
He's not
going
to.
Say nope.
No. Chris Rock is not going to let him out of this.
No.
But they've already been. I think they were on Oprah when she was talking about how she would bang other guys, right?
But Fred, you know it's completely different. You know it's completely...
No, I know, but how many times do you get to go back to that well?
This, now everyone wants this interview. Are you like, kidding me? They're fighting over the Will Smith interview.
Didn't he cry like while she was talking about banging other guys?
I have that clip. We'll play that later on. Because once again, I'm learning all about this. I kind of had an idea of what was going on, but then I this event made it even worse. That's the thing. Is Will Smith made this everything even worse. Now we all know what their private lives are.
Yeah, because he's cried publicly... About, because it's like memes and stuff of him crying while she's, you know, I mean, she straight up dated this rapper, like straight up like dated him. He is, I mean, he might get off on it a little bit. The cuck, I mean, that is, he's a cuckold. That's a Shakespearean term.
Well, I mean.
Did you ever see The Office where Andy talks about how he's a classic cuck? There's a, where he breaks it down. He goes, oh, yeah, because Angela was having sex with Dwight. All right, we will be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.